very excited. Waiting the whole fall for this, you know. It's coming up soon, and I just can't wait to get out there and start playing some games.
Talking about your performance in the fall, and what are you looking forward into the spring?
I thought I had a pretty solid fall. You know, a little bit of an arm problem, you know, early in the fall, and then kept me from really doing my best I could. But my arm's fully healthy now, and getting ready to come up in the spring, you know, show everybody what I can do. So,
is it tough in the fall when you have an injury because you want to impress your new teammates, but then again, you realize the season's in the spring?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you try to gain respect of everybody here, and when you can't do everything, you can, it's kind of let you down a little bit. But now, I mean, looking at it from before, taking time off really helps me now to get ready for the springtime and really come out here when it matters most.
You're a newcomer, so what's your style as a defender or in a hitter too?
Basically, I'm going to take care of the pitchers. You know, that's my main job as a catcher, take care of the pitchers, control the running game, and put as much bat as I can out there, and hopefully help the team score some runs and just help the team win.
How's the catching competition been? I mean, I know there's three people in the race to start.
Good. It's been very competitive the whole fall, and hopefully we'll see what happens here in the next couple weeks. Suso gets better. But other than that, it's been great.
You mean you expect to start him? Is that why you came here?
Yeah. I mean everyone expects to start D1 baseball, but I mean, I came here to really prove myself and play for the University of Miami. So we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks.
Tell me about some of the pitchers that you've been catching in the past couple weeks and in the fall. Who really stood out to you?
I mean, E.J. Espinosa obviously is awesome sinking fastball. Eric Whaley has come on the scene and said he had a little arm problem also, but I mean, I saw him pitch a little bit last year. He's done really, really well. Ewing has always had good stuff. I caught him like 2.5 years ago over the summer. We've had a good relationship. We're just trying to build a relationship with the pitchers, you know. It's the main thing. And now I think I've done that over the fall, and I think I can go in here and help the team win.
Does it help having such a fast team? Really helps you out as a defender? Probably you weren't going to see many faster guys than like a Steven Perez, Zeke DeVos, and Michael Brun.
Oh, of course not. I mean, having them run against us in the spring, in the fall time, has really, really helped us, helped all the catchers to really, you know, get our pop times up and really, really get ready for the season, because there's not too many people out there that can run faster than these guys.
And what's something about Shane Rowland that maybe the average fan doesn't really know about yet?
I love to win. I do anything to win. When I came here, the only thing I really wanted to do was I told everyone I wanted to win, and that's what I came here for. So.